As restaurants and bars remain largely shuttered this week and many more businesses are cutting staff and closing their doors, let's turn now to Kimber Lanning, founder of Local First Arizona. It's the largest coalition of locally owned businesses in the country, and Lanning has spent much of her career working to build it. So she told me watching the local business community in our state hurt this week has been really hard.
Well, I think it's heartbreaking, and I think it's a very painful time for small business owners and for our communities at large. Their employees across the board, everyone is struggling right now to make ends meet, and there's a lot of uncertainty. So I think for right now, initially we saw the restaurants and bars get singled out, and we're starting to see much broader closures. And for us, what we're hearing from the small businesses is the majority of them would like to see a standardized, unilateral, we are all closed for business. Hmm. What is not fair is to have some people open for business as if there's no crisis, and other people closed and giving the food away that's in their coolers. We should not be singling out one sector. It should be across the board.
So you mean close all quote-unquote non-essential businesses?
Correct. That's what we're hearing loudly from the small business community. They would like to go home, be with their families, and they would like it to be across the board. Many of our businesses have pivoted into doing mail order only or curbside pickup right now, but we believe we can flatten the curve if we all do the right thing, take care of each other, and stay home.
So how broad is this? Because most of what we have heard about this so far is about the effect on the restaurant industries, on bars, et cetera. But this is clearly beyond that.
Clearly. Our retailers are struggling, trying to pivot into. We have some of them doing an excellent job with virtual shopping and mail order, and others who are under-resourced who just don't have the capacity to do that. And people are scared, they are not going out. And so what we need is to pivot very quickly into relief for these business owners.
I want to talk more about that in a moment. But first, can you just remind us how big of a sector of our state's economy we're talking about when we're talking about Local First and small businesses here?
Sure. So small businesses are about 450,000 in numbers across the state of Arizona, and another 300,000 register as self-employed. So those would be the people who are quote unquote in the gig economy, right? Those are people who are bringing in revenue as small businesses, but they're just listed as self-employed. That's another 300,000. So this is, a huge number of people across the state of Arizona that are impacted by this, and their employees, it's a large number. It's about 1 in 6 people in Arizona work for a small business.
Okay, so then let's talk about what it is that small businesses, local businesses here in the state would like to see in terms of assistance. If they're talking about a universal shutdown across the board, what kind of assistance would they need from state officials, federal officials to get them through that so they can reopen at some point in the future?
Absolutely. So we would like to have assistance with forgivable loans for our employees, for our payroll. Number one is our small businesses would like to keep their employees home with their families and fed and employed. We're seeing a huge number of layoffs. We would like to offer, to have some sort of reassurance that our employees are going to be paid. So the good number of small businesses simply don't have the resources to carry their employees for months. And because no one knows how long this is, we need some sort of assurance. So we've seen national packages go through where state resources, state budgets are coming in to help small businesses continue to pay their employees. Over time, we need rent relief. We need a moratorium on no commercial evictions as well. If our banks could collaborate, and I believe that they are, and we're excited to hear that there may be some sort of shift to interest-only payments on commercial real estate, that would enable our commercial real estate holders to be able to pass on those savings to their employees. Mm-hmm. So we need rent relief, we need support for employees, and we need tax relief.
So what are businesses doing now? I mean, I've talked to some who have had to close and have laid off many workers so they can file for unemployment. Is that the tact that businesses are taking until there is some kind of relief like this?
Certainly some of them are. Some of them, restaurants employ a large number of people and they weren't able to carry them. And especially when we look at New York and we see that their unemployment systems are crashing because of the wait, some business owners thought they would be doing their employees a favor to get them in that unemployment line first. Mm-hmm. Others are hoping that we can get through this in 2 to 3 months and they have enough savings to carry their employees. So again, restaurant and retail, manufacturing, there's a wide variety of small businesses. So I know the restaurants were out in front of this. The restaurants have been hit the hardest, but I think there's different types of strategies. Our restaurants have been just decimated by this, and many of them have turned off electricity, gas, water, and shuttered their doors and laid off their employees because they had to. I know restaurants that literally opened up their walk-in coolers and gave their staff tens of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. worth of merchandise to go home and try to keep their families fed.
Wow. So Kimber, you've worked your whole career, right, to kind of build the local business community here. You founded Local First Arizona. How hard is this for you to watch it all sort of, fall apart in a way?
I would describe it as devastating. That's the honest answer, Lauren.
What kind of long-term effects are you worried about for the state if this continues?
It's hard to know. It depends on how long this continues on. And that's why we're urging people to shelter in, shutter your doors, and stay in, because we believe that the more we can hunker down and take care of our families and stay close to home, the quicker we'll be able to get through this.
All right. That is Kimber Lanning, the founder of Local First Arizona. Kimber, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You bet. Thank you.
And Local First Arizona has a growing list of all of the small businesses that you can support through this crisis up online. We'll post a link to that on our website. Head to theshow.kjzz.org.